Blog Talk Radio.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
Good evening. Welcome to Grudge Talk Wednesday. Got a lot to cover tonight, so we're going to jump on into the show here. First of all, we're going to take consideration announcements. We're going to open up the lines to anybody that has some events that's coming up this weekend that would like to talk about them. We'll take the time out now to open the lines and kind of discuss. So at this time now, if anybody out there want to say anything about the events or have some events to come up, we're going to open up your line here. We got one caller here, 4681. Your line is open.
Hey, yeah. How you doing, Chris?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Oh, man, you got it. I've been listening at the show a couple of nights. I've been being quiet, just listening in on y'all biker guys.
Okay.
Yeah, we want to announce that we got a show coming up this coming up Saturday in Hattiesburg called Memorial Day Weekend Extreme Takeover. It's actually a race show and a concert. They're going to have two guys there, Level and Luck. They're doing summer racing. Got a lot of locked-in races. We also got some for the bikes, too. So who all is not going to state capital, come on out, and we'll do something for you all.
Okay.
So we want to kind of put it out there, you know.
All right. That's good to know. Okay. Now, what time your gates and stuff going to open?
Gates, I'm looking at the flyer right now, Chris. I sent it to you. Gates start opening at, hold on, at, I think, 9 or 10 is early. It's going to be early. We want to get that show kicked off early. The gambling race.
Okay.
They want to try to get it kicked off around 2, 3, somewhere up in there. It ain't too hot through the day because the concert started at 6.
Okay. You know? All right.
Yeah. So, hey. We got a lot of money we're going to give away. We're going to guarantee payout. So, you know, whatever we, how many bikes that we do show up to get in the race, we're going to, whatever, yeah, we're going to double everything. So,
we're
going to do something. We're going to make everybody happy, you know.
I got you. Well, I'm sure the bike guys are listening.
But, you know, who all the ones that can't come, you know, going to state capital, y'all, you know, when you're on your way there, I wish you'd be safe. And y'all have a good show there, you know. We're not trying to take over nobody's show. We're just putting it out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, I know the listeners out there are listening. So we, for the ones that don't go to state capital, like I said, if you're around the Hub City area, we tell you to tune in to, you know, whichever one you prefer. So.
Yeah, it's your choice. Your choice.
Okay.
Yeah, right. And I've been, like I said, I've been listening at the show, y'all guys, you know, y'all. I like the thing that y'all are doing. I've been noticing a lot of shows and have a lot of car shows, and I've been asking Lonzo, you know, he's got a bike, you know, why I don't see a lot of bikes involved in them now. And I guess I looked at that Hattiesburg, that Tuesday event. You know, we don't want to be that way. You know, we're going to throw a couple shows. Chris, you know, I talked to you about getting together doing something. We want to do something for all races. I mean, it's not just the big man, the little man, all races, you know.
I got you.
I mean, hey, Chris, you know, I started racing, we had a little Chevy Love, you know. Now I got a big car, but still, you know, you got to start rolling to get on up there, you know.
I got you. I definitely got you.
The little man is just important too, and I am the little man. We are the little man, you know. We just try to do something for everybody, man.
I understand that.
And I got to throw my hats off to you. You've always been a good picture taker and a good video photographer. But, man, you've been doing a lot of things for the racing world out there, man. Throwing some shows,
thank you,
making
man.
It happen. You know?
Yeah.
So,
it's been a tough road.
A lot of people. A lot of people, you know, they talk about the good things you've been doing, you know. So keep it up, man.
Oh, man, okay. Well, we got another caller. So, man, if you want to, what you can do is just hold for 1 second and we can tune in back with you.
I'll be right here. I'm not going nowhere.
Okay. All right. And also, I don't know if Big J, are any of you online here for to talk about this race coming up this weekend, too, down there, press one. If not, as we were stating earlier, they got the bike event this weekend at No Problem. Not No Problem, sorry, State Capitol Raceway. So we asking you guys, like you were saying earlier, if you don't go to Hub City or whatever, there's another bike race at State Capitol this weekend as well. So, and moving on up a little, June the 1st, we're going to have that big bike grudge fest out there in Valdosta, Georgia. So we're looking forward to that with the big four horsemen camels race, hoping that still is on, that the people of all parties are still connected, and we're going to go on and finally see who's going to have the baddest boost around. Actually, we got another race June the 8th, which is going to be Rockingham Dragway. That's going to be the June Fest, all grudge race except for the stock hand class that's going to be going on. And also June the 22nd, coming back to Hub City, we're going to do a bike street brawl again. But with this race here, we're going to do things a little different. I know we were gearing more towards street T classes, but my buddies with the ProMod bikes and Top Gas bikes all wanted to come down and put on a show for you guys. So what I've decided to do this time is going to do an open class, which is going to be anybody can enter into it, but mainly it's going to probably be pro mods and funny bikes stuff. And also we're going to throw in a Top Gas class, and then we're going to do grudge and test and tune. So we were thinking about doing a swimsuit contest, which that still is up for grabs. Trying to work the details out as of now. So I'm not putting it out there as a swimsuit contest, but we may have one as well. And also that's the same day that Custom Cut will be making his return back to Hub City. So just kind of wanted to put that out there. And I also think that Ken Mass out of Texas is going to have a race over there in Dallas Raceway as well. So I was hoping he was on tonight to kind of come out here and talk about his race, but I'm assuming that he's not. So with that being said, is there anybody else out there? I'm seeing that the lines are pretty full, so I know somebody else probably has something to say. I know I'm probably forgetting I'm in some type of race, but if not, we're going to move on to the order of business. Any lock-up races for this weekend is the next question I got to throw out there to the racers. I know we had a few people were talking about the Katrina and Tackle Box race, but I don't know about that race yet. I know Big J put a few out there saying that he would be on a street tie this weekend, so I'm assuming he's looking for anybody around 300-plus pounds that he can tie on to. And let's see here. I'm just receiving a message. Custom Cut look like somebody going to be coming you out for the 22nd, man. So I'm going to let it be a surprise to you. And I'm thinking before tonight's over with, I think you will find out who we're talking about. With that being said, anybody in the Oklahoma area, man, on the radio station tonight, y'all would just want to check on you, man, and make sure everything was all right, which I know was a bad storm that came through there. So if one or two of y'all on the line, just press one, man. Just let us know that you guys are all right. Or whatever. You don't really have to say too much. Just, you know, come on, say, man, just give your screen name. We really don't want to know your name or that. Just let us know, the bike family, that you guys are okay. All right. Next order of business. Go down this list here. Hold on for 1 second. I'm trying to read this little old message here. Just give me 1 second, guys. Okay, sorry about that. All right, I see we have another caller. Okay, we see a lot of callers. We're going to go on and open up the other line for 9017. Man, your line is open. Line 017, your line is open. Somebody, if you can get contact with Big Jake, and somebody send me a message to ask him, would he be willing to run for some money here? So anyone listening that can get in contact with Big Jake on the street tie, to tell him to chime in that he has somebody looking for him to race. We'll give him a few minutes to get on here to chime in. I'm going to go on and put my little friend, Cousin Cut, on the spot here. We're going to go on and open up the line. Mr. Cut, your line is hot, man.
Well, what's going on?
What's going on with you, man?
Oh, not much. I just wanted to tell you about the comment you made about somebody wanting to run me the 22nd. Do you mind telling me who it is?
Well, actually, they would like to see your face this weekend, but I don't know. I know there was a comment on Psycho Bike made out there, but I think you posted out there that you wasn't going to be able to make it this weekend to state capital.
But yeah, I mean, I got a big a race coming up. I really can't travel like that. But next weekend, if they come to Valdosta, they can get all they want. They can get all they want, really. If they come this Friday to Valdosta, they can get all they want. But, I mean, I can't travel like that.
Okay.
But
what's going on over there in the state of Georgia?
Well, I'm going to tell you, the weather's been lovely over here. We've been testing every Friday. We're going back out this Friday and test, and we're going to let it rip this Friday and just see what it's going to do. I got a phone call from my little midget buddy from Tennessee. I'm not going to call any names. He said the Dream Team said cocaine had to go back in the shop because they had some problems. So, that four horseman race, it still stands with everybody else, but I don't know. I think the Dream Team tried to kick another bike in the mix, and then that don't stand too well with me. I want cocaine. I told them on the internet, I said, man, we can go off the trailer, you know, time we get there. And I'm gonna tell you something, Chris, and to the growers world out there, I don't need to pull no names out the hat. Let me do the Dream Team first round. Let me do them the first round. Everybody want to see that rematch. I tell you what, I'm going to scratch my chances of pulling somebody lesser than them. Let me just go straight with them. It don't matter.
So what you're saying is rather than putting the names in, you just want to come on and just run them. And so your trainer bike would run ACP, and then you just take the winner between the two of those.
I'll take the winner like that, yeah. You know, we can do it just like that, and then we're going to see who balls bigger. We're going to see. I mean, I don't need to pull no names out of the hat. I don't want to play around like that. Let's just go ahead. I tell you what, I choose them. If they think I'm playing, they come Friday night. We can do it this Friday night. I'm ready. I'm telling you, Chris, when y'all got this race up, I'm ready. Brand new motor, everything.
I'm sure I'm they may you guys may have to get on a thing and see can you work that out.
Oh, I
don't know if they
don't want
to do that though, man.
Oh, they ain't gonna want to do that. But they call me the slowest man in the game, the slowest man with a boot. They ain't gonna want to do that. They ain't gonna do that. I come to this fight. I'm gonna come to that fight with one motorcycle. They bring in like six or seven motorcycles. I'm a fight on with one motorcycle. they ain't ready, man. They talk that talk over the internet, and they big and bad. But when they get to the track, man, they fumbling and bumbling through bikes. You know, it don't matter. I tell you what, I give up my right to select the racer, as far as like drawing out the hat. I want cocaine first round.
I'm sure 205 and them, they may not have no problem with that. Like I say, you may all have to get on a conference call and see if you can work that out. Would they go for that?
We can lock it up. I'm not going to say this too many times, and too many people ain't going to really hear me say this, but that first round with them, it's got a limit. I'm going to tell you, it's got a limit. I got my backers in town that weekend.
Okay.
I got my backers in town.
Now, would that race be, you said straight off the trailer with them, or that's...
You know what? Let's just go ahead and see who got the best. Let's go straight off the trailer. Let's put up that pot. Let's put up that, you know, the little entry fee. Let's put that up, and then let's go straight off the trailer.
Okay.
They don't want. No boys don't want to see me. They pride in the way. They don't want to see me. They ain't, no. They coming to my home track and think I'm gonna get embarrassed in front of my folks. Nah. You better ask somebody that was down there Friday night. I'm gonna tell you how good the bike ran. We made one pass off the truck and put it up. We made one pass off the truck and put it up. That's how good that bike ran. Man, they don't want to come down here in the Georgia heat because it's raining in Tennessee, wherever they testing at, already got word. Man, they better not come out the shop trying to run me.
Oh, okay. I'm sure Tackle Boxing is gonna chime in before tonight's over, man.
Yeah. I never, Chris, like paid attention to the little saying talking about make it rain. But I'm going to personally take $500 out of that money and make it rain. For some lovely couple out there, I'm going to make it rain in front of the whole stand. For $500, huh? I'm going to make it rain. Day money. They don't want to see me. You already got the pictures I sent you of the brand new suit. Oh, man, when I bring that out, Chris, oh, my goodness. Man,
I need to arrange to have the news people there to this, man. Are you going to reveal this when the first race come up, or you going to I'll let you worry about that. I was going to ask you how would you plan on making your grand entry?
Well, you know, I always love to watch wrestling, and I like the way Ric Flair come out there with the little coat, the little jacket, and just pull the jacket off and have my suit up under it. You know, so, I mean, you know, it don't really matter. As long as I get them boys' head on a platter, that's all I want. I want to teach them about messing with me.
Man.
You're going to bring your camera, right? We got everything set up, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right, okay.
Yeah. On boards and everything.
Yeah. Did you read that little comment that Tiger on the internet? He said he was blacker than me. He was blacker than me.
No, I missed that. I haven't been on that. I'm about to look into it. I haven't been on that in a minute. But I definitely check it out. Now, who said this? Priceless?
No, Tiger Boss. He said I will be black. I'm blacker than you ever would be. And I don't know what he meant by that. He said, I don't understand that. I call it like I see it, Chris. I'm not gonna cut no corners. I call it like I see it. You know? are real controversial.
But now, let me ask you one problem. So you're not even worried about the Katrina bike or the ACP bike, based on what you're saying?
No. I mean, really, if they know what's good for them, they'll go ahead and withdraw from the race and really call it quits. I'm not, you know, I'm not scared of none of them bikes, because when I purchased this bike, Chicken Man told me he ain't scared to run nobody out there, and I ain't understand what he was talking about. But now I know. I have seen the light, Chicken Man. You have gave me a piece of equipment that I can cut anybody's head off. Anybody's head off. I'm not scared of none of them bikes. I done beat two of them. I done beat Cocaine and ACP.
Right.
And Katrina, the only reason why I ain't beat Katrina, because it's, you know, who done saw Katrina? Last time I saw Katrina was in, you know, Mississippi, Hattiesburg. That was last year.
Okay.
Come on, man.
We got one caller here, so we're going to open up the lines and see. 0704. Your line is open. 0704, man. Your line is open.
And turbo. Yeah.
All right. 7833. Man, your line is open. Your line is open. Okay, we're going to go back up and try the 0704. Your line is open.
Wait.
Okay. All right. We also, for July the 6th, as a race at No Problem Raceway, which is pending, so there's no definite go on it yet, but I just want to throw that out there to let you Louisiana guys know that is something that trying to work to bring some action your way. So that's July the 6th, I believe. But now, I'm still trying to figure out, but you saying this race here, man, with Tucker Boxing.
Uh-huh.
Because most people seem that I talked to say that Katrina bike is going to take the thing. Is what
yeah.
People.
Go ahead.
Hold that for 1 second here. We got another caller, so we're going to go on and open up the line for they can just tonight on 4448. Your line is open.
My bad, Chris. I was texting in the middle of it. You can go ahead and cut me back.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, they seem to believe that the two finalists would be the Katrina bike, probably going to be Tackle Box now. But now,
I don't understand how they believe that when I'm in second place on the pole.
Yeah, that is something to think about.
Yeah, you know, I'm second place. You know, this was be the slowest booster in the world, but I'm in second place. The only reason why people are picking Rich is because, you know, he's Richard Gasson. He's supposed to be God in the racing world, but that don't mean a hill of beans to me. I'm gonna cut him just like I cut myself. It don't matter to me. I'm putting my hard earned money up to do this race. You know, so I mean it don't matter to me. If I win, I win. But one thing I will say, Chris, that the first round I want the Cocaine bike. Again, everybody wanna see that rematch? And they're gonna see it.
Okay.
I'm gonna tell you this right here. Now I don't want to give away too much stuff, but I'm gonna tell you this, and it's coming out of my mouth. The first race that we done, I lost. Okay, I clearly lost. But them guys couldn't even out 60 foot me on a bad motor. I had a bad motor on my bike, and they couldn't out 60 foot me. And you saw what happened the second race. They were nowhere near me and called themselves. They trying to say they blew up. Come on, man. I'm going to embarrass them, dude. I'm going to embarrass them. Like what? It's just a matter of time. Ain't nothing but a couple of days away.
You're right about that.
Yep, next week's going to be here so quick, and I guarantee you, they're going to come down there trying to enter another motorcycle in the class to try to explain pieces on. Guarantee you.
Okay, well, look, we got another caller here, man, so we're going to go on and open up the line 3356. The line is open.
TC, I'm with you, dog. I'm with you this week.
You with me this week? Who am I speaking with, my friend?
Nigga, if you act like you don't know who the hell this is, I'm going to choke your ass when I see you with them long-ass dreads.
I have so many fans and so many followers, I really don't know. Can you give me your name?
You ain't going to boss. You know who this is. Don't you play with me.
You sound like Heavy D. You know, who are you? I mean, tell me your name.
Hey, Roscoe, I swear. Hey, man. I'm with you, so I got to go in and be nice. Man, you know who this is, man. Hey, we're going to get the white boy.
There we go. That's my motivation there. That's my motivation.
You already know who it is. You just give me that.
But like.
Don't get him.
Man,
hey,
I already got
a lot of side betting on you. I'm telling you now.
Hey, I'm going to tell you. Get no boys to run me straight off the truck the first round. It, you know, once I get their head, I automatically go to the final round. I don't care who in the final round. I don't care who in the final round. They say these the four fastest hot boosters in the game right now. I don't care. Get me, I tell you what, I give up my deals on drawing from the hat. Get me cocaine. And I guarantee you they're going to try to throw another bike into me. Guarantee
you. It don't matter. They got 12 slow ass bikes that Cecil didn't want. Somebody got to say it. And hell, I take the rap. Fuck it.
And they think they're called.
I hate to be cutting when I saw this, man. But y'all, the radio tool started so late. You know I be drinking?
I know it, man.
CD. But yeah. On the real, though, you know how we always fall out, but, this is real. I'm with you, baby. Go ahead and take that money on.
Hey, I appreciate that.
All of us hoping you win it. Seriously.
Yeah.
No bull job. No, because I just can't wait to the performance you get a crowd. Lord knows if you win it, everybody there about to go home.
Oh, they better go home. They better go home, or they better go ahead and shoot me right out there because I'm going to act a fool. I guarantee you I'm going to act a fool.
No, you wait till you see this dude soup, man. You wait till you see this dude soup.
Oh, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Hey,
but there's one other thing I want to say.
What's that?
That damn seed buster. I'm going to put in between them niggas. I'm going to see how many of them motherfuckers going to grow. That bouncer, I got to have
it. What bike you going to put on them?
He said he wants some cane. We're going to see if we can sing Night Like This, I Wish Raindrops Would Fall. To see if in that damn rain to get to the bottom of them seeds and make them grow.
Yeah, Alex. One thing about it, Alex, you got to cash in on a lot of them tickets you're selling now. I mean, you know, come on now. I'm doing my part. You got D-O-N, too, now.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be down there with Heddy King.
I mean, if y'all come down here and support the South. I mean, we done came up to Rockham a couple of times last year and trying to come back here.
Hey,
come down and support
look,
the South, bro.
Hey, the plan is we trying to come, man.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, make it happen, man. I'm telling you, man, we would love to see you down here, man. You're welcome to come. No horn's going to come
to you.
Hey, you
know what I'm saying, Bouncer? I'm trying to come see you tie the ass up because I don't got my money on you. Shit.
Yeah, I mean, but Alex, wait till you see the suit. And, oh, man.
Oh, you the straight GQ.
I don't even want to give it away, but I'm telling you, that's why I've been wearing this old reject technique suit, like 200 pounds, and I know it's bigger than me, but I've been wanting people to think that I'm actually that big, but, you know, wait till I bring this out. Oh, my goodness.
Caesar.
Man, I'll tell you, man, them boys ain't ready for me. They ain't ready. And I feel sorry for Lil Rich because I hate beating up on my brothers, but he in the way. He in the way. He just like a piece of dirt on the floor. I got to sweep him out the way.
They were so happy they bought that pot and they didn't get that bite. They didn't know what to do. But,
I'm going to go ahead and steal the bed.
That's the race we coming to get.
Y'all getting who?
Because they wouldn't run unless something happened to Eddie Kane.
Oh.
But when he went down the track, we went over there, it wasn't a race. But as soon as the bike messed up, it was a race. So I'm going to tell you, Eddie said he's going to tie the ass up on the spike. He said he got his blade sharpened on his lawnmower. He's going to run over top of that damn grass. Yeah, but he said if a seed started to come out of the grass, he's going to mow it down.
One thing I ain't worried about, I'm not worried about the Katrina bite. Trust me, I'm not worried about that. They say Tackle Boss Dream Team is the top in the game as far as high boosters. I want them. I give up my right to pull from the hat. Chris, can you please put that together? Can you please, like, chime somebody in that's got something to do with the Dream Team to tell them I forfeit my right to pull from the hat? I want them. First round.
I believe Tackle Box is in the lab, man, trying to get the bikes together. I hadn't talked to him, but I really believe.
Hey,
man, I'm trying to chime him in here. Hmm?
Chris,
man, Tackle
Box. Eddie King's been looking for him. He ran out of gas and his chainsaw trying to cut through them wheels to get to them boys. He ready for them, too. Because I'm telling you.
Right.
And let me go and put this out there, too. I like Jungle Racing as a guy. But he ain't going to race. Because the other week, remember I told you I've been lip boxing, and he beat me up. I brought my chainsaw to the rock ham. I ain't taking that many trees to get to that nigga. I ain't made it to him yet. I ran out of gas twice. Damn, cutting down another tree. He ain't going to run.
We may have him. Let's see here. We got another caller, so we're going to hold you up for 1 second, man. Let me open this.
Get
line.
Him on
1094. Your line is open.
Your line is open.
1094, your line is open.
Your line is open.
Close the damn door.
No, that's Tackle Boss heart. That's Tackle Boss heart. He's pumping Kool-Aid right now.
Let me see if I can open it back up, man. Hold on. 1094. Still pumping, man.
That's a crazy stuff to mess up the show, Chris.
Let me see if I can get Tiger Box on the phone here. You guys hold for 1 second.
Hey.
I'm going to let you.
Hey, let me talk to him, too. I'm tell him he's a white motherfucker.
Yeah, but since Chris is off, Alex, what exactly happened to
Dust
up that way?
What happened? What?
To Dust. I mean, Dust didn't do too good in that last race, did he?
Oh, you talking about when we had fun? Man, shit. We spun. We didn't test the bike. Hey, we tested the bike in the sun, and we didn't test it at night. We ran it.
But why?
It helped all day, but it spun at night. We lost. So that's all it was. But what you trying to say?
What lane y'all was in? The left lane or right?
Right.
Man, I mean, that's one thing I see about Rock Am. I'm not bashing the track. I mean, I love Rock
Am. No. Hey, look. You had a throttle roller and an aggressive rider. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but a lot of times.
Hey, really though, CC, we didn't have this problem before.
Yeah.
Man, the bike got aggressive, man. We lost.
Ain't gonna talk too loud.
We ain't making no excuse. We lost.
Ain't gonna talk too loud.
But, hey, I bet you $10 million. The $200, they ain't going to try that ever again. And I hope a Brian Hayes fan on here.
Don't
make
no more to try that again.
Not only that, I pray they're on here. And look, and he tuned all our bikes.
Oh, man.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to know what happened because all
the people.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's basically, yeah. I mean, and that's really when you take a L, when you win, you should just say, look, I lost or I won.
Yeah. I mean, I ain't going to make up no excuses. We lost.
But if I win that 10 racks, I'm telling you, dog. I'm telling you.
Hey, if you win them 10 racks, if you win them 10 racks, I'm going to be happy for you than you are. I'm going to tell you that now.
You know what we
got to do? Damn the rest of your competitors.
Because, you know, everybody's voting for Lil Rich because, you know, like I said, they think he's God, but he really ain't nothing to me. He's just another rider. And talk about, he a drunk.
Hit
me. In 205, he a wannabe black guy. So,
hey,
I mean, it don't matter to me.
So, cousin, let's just say you do win these 10 racks. What's in the future for Custom Cut for next?
He need
that
wax. Well, you know what, Chris? I've been looking at these Harleys.
Wipe that part right there. Yeah.
Chris.
Huh?
Well,
I'm
going to
pause there for 1 second. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I've been waiting. I've been wanting, I've been looking at these Harleys with this big 28-inch tire on the front, all black on black. I really want one of those motorcycles. So if I win this 10 racks, I'd probably go ahead and put C's up for sale and just, you know, you got to know when to get out the game. I mean, I'm Michael Jordan in it right now, so I might as well just go out on top. I mean, I feel like, you know, somebody that give me what I want for my bike is one of the top boosters in the game, so I'm going to put a prize on it.
Hey, Chris, you see my number right there? Call me if somebody call in.
Okay.
I'm going back to some Bill.
Okay.
So, I mean, you know, Chris, I really want one of those Harleys. That's my dream bike, and I like the way they sit with the little air-ride system. I mean, you got to know when to get out the game. Because, really, it's a bunch of clowns in the game right now. And I'm going to go ahead and try to wipe two of them out next weekend and just go ahead and, you know, just go ahead and sell the bike. If not, I sell it over there to them boys in Qatar.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm going to tell you like this right here. If I put a for sale sign on Caesar, I'm going to have to get what I got in it, and somebody bring me 16, they can get it. And it do have a title with it. It ain't no hot motorcycle. It do have a title. All them numbers match.
Okay. Man, but if you get through that race there, you still got to look at, you may have a contender on the 22nd as well.
the only somebody over there is Soup on them. Everybody else is just wannabes. You got a guy that race on Sundays that don't really do nothing. I mean, I'm not calling no names, but really, Soup Bone is the only one that contend over that way. I mean, I don't know anybody else. You know, I'm especially not worried about that guy that be on TV on Sundays. I mean, what? I mean, he's going to pick on the little guy. He can't beat the professionals. He want to pick on the little guy.
No, I don't think it's going to be him either. Man, but, you know, there's probably going to be some emails around, man, do you have a picture of this suit within a week time? You got
hey,
the matching boots and stuff too, man, are you?
You know what, actually, I'm creating all that right now. I got some boots. I'm actually paying. But, look, here's what I'm going to do. Actually, I'm going to bring the mask. I'm going to bring the mask out for this race. And during the photo shoot, I will have the mask on. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And it will be up for auction after I win this 10 racks. And I guarantee you it'll go high. It will go high. Chris, I'm telling you, man, look, make sure you get in your bed. Fasten your seatbelt and get down here. Like, go ahead and leave 2 days before the race. Leave Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the track will be open Friday for testing, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Who you think going to be down there already? Me.
Okay.
Them guys, they don't. No. And look, I want them to get down there like they did last time and tell the track owner. Now, this is one thing I like about Battle Off the Track. Last time I ran the Dream Team, they told the track owner to spray the track down like 3 or 4 times. Don't you know he went down that track 3 times, sprayed it on their end. He went down my side 1 time, and I said, that's enough. And I barely could push my motorcycle to the start line. So you don't have to worry about no spinning down here in Valdosta. Just bring your money, bring your bike, and bring your pride, because I'm taking all of them. Don't worry about Valdosta. This ain't them other Pappy tracks.
Man, I can't believe out of all the anybody got word on Big J yet? This guy's waiting on the answer back from him, wanting to know what he on Street Top Booster this weekend. Well, that caller that challenged that race, can you provide a weight for the size of you? Because I'm sure that's going to be one of the questions, too, that Big J wants to know. So if you can send me that message, I will broadcast it over the air. All right, we're going to go back and try these numbers again, man, and see the hands are still up. So we're going to try 0704. Bring it. Your line is open. All right. Okay, that call, so that his weight is 285. That's 285 on a Street Top Booster. So Big J, anybody can get in contact with Big J. Tell him to give somebody some mail phone.
That is real heavy. I would never try to race if I weighed that much. Wow. Wow. That is too big to be out there, Chris. Come on, man.
Man, I've seen some of them.
Yeah.
Hmm?
I can get you there quick.
That wasn't me, Chris. What did you say?
No, I was saying, man, I've seen some big bikes. Well, ain't some big bikes, but big guys get down the track pretty quick. It was one over there in Alabama, man. I can't think of that guy's name. And he looked like he was about 350. And, man, he was riding that booster, too. I know it had a lot of gas on it. But we got another caller here, man, like 0853. Your line is open.
It's noisy. Chris, it's Rico just saying what's up.
Oh, what's going on with Rico?
Oh, no, working on my phone, so, man. Just listening.
I heard that. Okay.
I'm going to mute my phone because it's going to start that drilling.
Okay. All right.
Well, Chris, I would like to know if anybody out there listening, I mean, all you got to do is press 1. I would like to know who you pick for the 4-horseman race. And, Chris, you know what? I want to ask that question to you. Who you think going to take that 4-horseman race now? I'm gonna put you on the spot. No, look,
man,
you got no love lost.
No, ain't no love lost. But that the way that's gonna be determined is how. So, for instance, if you and Tucker boxing him, well, let's just do it this way. If you and see, it's kind of messed up because I don't know who's gonna draw on who. So, I don't know if I want to answer that question yet, man. Because I think all the bikes. Things are equal, but it's going to be, I think, one off the light.
It's going to be one off the light. Okay.
I believe
all
it's
right.
going to be one off the light, and whoever be able to go in on second stage down on top end.
So another question, Chris, you know, since you're asking all the questions to the world, I'm going to ask you one. Now, who's the only racer/owner in this whole 4-horseman race that people don't want to beat them.
You hold that part right there for 1 second, and I'm going to open up this line. We're going to come back to that question. Hold on. Okay, we had him, but that person hung up the phone, so.
Okay, Chris, now the answer.
What
Let's
was that
hear.
Question again now?
Oh, my God. Okay. Who's the only racer slash rider that's in this four-horseman race that people don't want to beat them?
I'm sure all of them don't want you to beat them. Well, hold on 1 second now. We got this call again, so we're going to open up the line. 0135. Man, your line is open.
Customer.
Yes, sir.
This is Jonathan. Just talking there, showing love.
Oh, what's going on?
I'm not chilling now.
Okay. You coming to the race June the 1st?
Yeah, we will be there.
Okay. Can I ask you a simple question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Out of those four boosters, top boosters in the game, who do you think gonna be in the final round? Don't tell me who you think gonna win. Who you think gonna be in the final round? And don't spare my feelings by no point, by no means.
Well, I know you're gonna be in the final round, and I think Tacklebox he'll be in the final round if Katrina can go down the track.
Wow, wow. I mean, you know what? I really, you know what? If it ends up like that, I think that would be the grudge race of the year because that would be so intense. That would be so intense. Yeah, yeah, for real. You'll probably have to put security on the other end.
Yeah, but I want you to get talk about getting away, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, them guys really don't flip the script on grudge racing. And they really taking it to another level, so I'm gonna go ahead and clean the card out on them. That's all.
Oh yeah.
Nobody
really giving the ACP bike any chance of winning nothing, man. From everybody talking and reading, that look like it's just gonna be between the Katrina Custom Cut and Tackle Box. I've not heard one person say anything about the ACP bike.
I mean, if you look at it, you got a wannabe Vanilla Ice and a wannabe Navy SEAL. I mean, come on, man. Ain't nobody giving them boys no credit. Come on. People don't even drink Coors Light. Maybe if he named it OE, he probably got some votes.
But all jokes aside, though, I think Custom X is going to bring it home, dude. That's my pick.
You know what? I don't have the applause, but I'm going to go ahead and you got my vote. You got my vote. And I think a lot of people feel that way, but they don't want to come on the air and say it.
Yeah.
They don't. Yeah, they don't. I'm telling you, this is my home track. I test that. I feel like I got the best combination working right now. I got it working. My 60-foot looks good. My light looks good. My suit looks good. My money's good. So the only thing that can go wrong now is somebody shoot me while I'm at the start line. And I really don't see that happen. I don't know. With Dream Team, ain't no telling what happened.
I think it's a lot of people got you picked. I think they just too scared to get to you, though.
Yeah. I mean, I know. But, you know, one thing about it, when I take 500 of that 10,000 and exchange it into ones and throw it up for the crowd. Oh, man. Come on. Come on, man. The ladies love me. The girls going to adore me. Come on. Even the people that never saw me going to adore me. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Now I want to know, Chris, I really want to know the answer to my question.
Well, I'm going to plead the fifth in that one, man. I'm not going to put that out there because I'm going to let the video do the talking.
Wow. You know what? Wow. That's crazy.
I just want to see this race to the end. We got a caller here coming up, so hopefully this man here should be able to tell you something. 9017. Your line is open.
Hold on.
Man, I can't call it. Can you ask a custom cut question for him, man? Or?
What is question? Well, now. CC.
Yeah. Who am I speaking with first, please?
Killzone.
Oh, Killzone. Now, Killzone. Now, who out of the Four Horsemen race do you think is going to take the win? Now, who do you think going to be in the final round? Please, sir.
Shit, man. I don't know. More likely, goddamn. A lot of shit leading towards you. Leading towards you and goddamn Price and them, but hell, they say Price and them fucked their bike up, so, you know, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, if somebody fucked their bike up, goddamn, what the hell's going on from there?
Well, I'm going to tell you like this. You know what? I'm glad you asked that, because, you know, if this was going to go on from there, I'm going to take the other leftover members in it, and I'm going to call them out for that 25 straight off the truck. You know, cause I'm not coming down there to eat barbecue with everybody and chop it up. We can do it on the radio.
I'm gonna tell you
that I got a phone call from Shine and told me that them boys ain't got cocaine down the track and it's back in the shop. And then they tried to, you know, I'm telling the truth, because they tried to throw Kingpin in the mix. Talking about why I don't want Kingpin off the truck. But I tell you what, if they don't make it, I'm going to scratch that Four Horsemen, and I'll run ACP or Katrina like it was supposed to be in, whatever they want to do. Because you know what? The start of this whole little thing, it was me calling out the Katrina bike. Then 205 got in this thing talking about Four Horsemen. So, Katrina bike, if you listen, see, I got your number. Come to my track, bring your little midget rider, and you can bring his uncle and everybody that's in your family with him, and you're going to get called out at the track.
Sir.
And you're going to come in my city with all my kinfolk. I'm bringing all my kinfolk to the track. Acting this a trailer, all the barbecue you want to eat. Y'all coming to the south, baby. And this Georgia Heat don't love nobody but Custom Cut. So Killzone, if you wanna be down with the real sauna for that weekend, just come on over there. You're welcome to anything we got, bro. Anything. Chris, you too. Even though you didn't give me an answer, you welcome to anything.
Okay.
And you know what? This one I'm going to set aside for you. I'm going to set aside a socket, so you can plug your camera into, so you can get all the footage you want. So you personally got a socket set aside for you.
Okay. That's nice to know, man.
Yes, sir.
Kill on.
Yeah.
Man, what's the status on you? Months or are you gonna let it be a surprise?
The bike it'll be ready this month. I'm just proud.
Okay.
I just don't know when I'm gonna hit another track.
Okay.
So I wanna know why BJ event this week, why ain't nobody coming over here talking about racing or locking in or shit like that?
Well, we had one guy to call, ask Big Day out.
Everybody's waiting for June the 1st. I mean,
that's what I was saying.
Yeah, everybody's waiting for June the 1st. Cause I'm going to tell you, it's either show up or shut up June the 1st. It's either show up or shut up. Because I'm going to tell you, I went down there to Battle Officer last Friday, and I put a soft tune-up in the bike. And I went good numbers off the truck, but people was like, that's all you got? I was like, fool, I'm not trying to blow my bike up because I don't want nobody talking about me on the Internet. And this Friday, when I go back out there, I'm going to put a soft tune-up in it and go back down the track. But don't let that fool you come June the 1st. fault. I'm letting all the tigers out the bag. I don't care if I blow up. I don't care if I blow up. I was back in 2 weeks last year. I'll be back in a week this year. We don't care nothing about no blow up. I shoot a piston out the side and be back right next week.
Cuz good. Hold on for 1 second, man. We got another caller here. 5530. Your line is open. 5530, your line is open. All right. I think we're trying to get Tacklebox in, man. Let's see if we can catch him on.
Hey, don't call in, man. Don't boys mean anything to this racing game, man. They've been uncalled in. Don't boys know. Don't boys know that bike in the shop. Don't boys ain't finna call in, Chris. Boys ain't finna call in. They trying to put everything on there. But you know what? If they bring Kingpin down there, they got action. They bring whatever that other militia or whatever, they got action. They said,
right, hold for 1 second, man. I think we may have a 6-4. 5, your line is open.
Your line is open. CC. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Are you coming down to race this weekend?
What weekend?
I didn't stutter this weekend.
I'm not coming nowhere but June the 1st.
Why do you even have a grudge fight? You go to 2 fucking races a year. Why do you even have a grudge fight?
Because I pay the cost to be the boss. Why are you even talking to me? You don't even have enough money to even hold a conversation with me. Okay?
So you don't know what I have. But I tell you what you ain't gonna do. You call me racist one more time. No, I tell you what, you call me racist in my face, I'm gonna slap your goddamn teeth out. You hear me?
Man, you must be crazy, man.
You
must
you
be
hear
crazy.
Me?
Wait, hold on. I'm tired of holding my tongue for you. You must be crazy.
Well, fucking let it out, bitch.
You must be really crazy. You need to go.
All right,
ahead
guys,
and
come on, y'all. Yeah, no, let's keep it to racing now. We're gonna try to jump ahead of this ahead of time. Let's save it for June the 1st. No,
man,
so
I'm
gonna
get
this
weekend.
This man talking about
on fucking Saturday. Cause you know I'll beat your ass cat ragged, boy.
Yeah, okay. All right. I'm going to go ahead. Chris, for this radio show, I'm going to hold my tongue. But if you come down south,
okay.
Well,
let's just save it for the track. June, if the race is not going to happen this weekend, let's make it happen June the 1st.
All right, that's fair enough. Whatever. Scary ass motherfucker.
Chris, he know I got him covered. That's why he wanted to take it on that other level. He know I got him covered.
Okay.
You know, I done kept it racing the whole night because I know I got them covered with my motorcycle, not with nothing else.
Well, then let's race Saturday off the trailer. Let's
what
do
you
it.
Talking about racing Saturday? We talking about June the 1st, fool.
I know. We're talking about let's do it Saturday, and we can do it for June the 1st. I'll run
no.
you every weekend. It doesn't
Saturday.
Matter.
Saturday, I got to go to a funeral. I'm bearing your picture. Okay? And then I'm going to cremate you. I'm going to cremate you the first. I'm burying you this weekend. I'm going to cremate you next weekend.
Talk about it. Are you on, you got a speakerphone on or Bluetooth?
Yeah, is it echoing?
Yeah, it's echoing. Okay, you good. Okay. We got another caller here, man. Let me see if, I can hear you. We got another caller here. Let me see if I can open up a 5530. Your line is open.
I don't need that word on that. Somebody on that. I'm going to call me first.
Okay. All right. Tacklebox, I know, man, it's been rumors floating around cycle bike and everything about you all bikes or whatever, but you all planning on racing this weekend, so, I mean.
Yeah, we're coming to put on a show. I haven't talked to Randy in a little while. I don't know if him and Eddie got something figured out. I know that he was talking to Seedbuster earlier, but they wasn't agreeing on some things. I've been busy, so I haven't been able to call either one of them, but we're definitely, we're coming to race, that's for sure.
Okay, I got
Tackle box, I'm coming with flags up, white flags up. I got a question for you.
All right.
Okay. Let's scratch my name get pulled out of the hat, or you pulling anybody's name out of the hat. Let's just go first round, me and you.
Okay. Can we do something on the side, though?
No, man, look, look. What I'm saying is, man, you know, I don't care what happened on the side. I just want to get this established because I want all jokes aside. Because when I beat you,
hey,
I don't even
want to. I'm going to walk up to you and shake your hand because we don't care, CC. We don't care.
Look, look, look. It's, for real, bro. I'm going to tell you. Just beat me and go ahead and do your thing. Okay, beat me and do your thing. Because, you know, I really, the way you coming at me, that ain't the way we come at racists, bro.
Well,
I mean,
you call me racist online. You act like these people don't know me. I've been fooling with all of these folks way longer than you've ever even been around, bro.
No, you don't really know me. Down here, the only reason why y'all know me now is because I allowed you to know me. I've been racing for a long time, beating heads in. You better check my resume. The only reason why I'm racing against y'all is because I fought this Bison Chicken Man. I said I want to move to the next level. And I'm the top. I'm the top. Georgia right now, I'm the top Hayabusa in Georgia. I'm representing Georgia. So when you come down here, and if I beat your tail in that first round, you ain't got to shake my hand. Just give me my bread and let me double continue to collect my bread. And that's it.
Hey, that's fine then. I can respect that.
That's it. Because I was taught by a brave black man, which is my father, and I'm not gonna take what you're telling me over this airway and think I'm gonna shake your hand after I win my money. I'm not gonna do it. So don't try to shake my hand. Okay. It's no love in this thing.
I don't
want to
shake your dick beaters anyways. Okay, that's fine. What I want to know is, are we gonna do something on the side besides the entry? Yes or no?
I tell you what, let's do this right here.
No, because the bed will only do you so much. That's why.
Let's do it just like we did last time. You get one shakedown, I get one shakedown, we bet full stack. We bet full stack. You get one shakedown, I get one shakedown, bet full stack. Man, forget the dog.
I thought we were going off the trailer. What's wrong with that?
Well, it don't matter to me. We can go off the trailer.
I want to go off the trailer. I like doing it like that. Fuck it.
Okay, well, I mean, it don't matter to me. It don't matter to me. But make sure that chick you writing tonight, that you show up to the track and write it the same way, in the same print.
Bro, we will be there.
I done showed you I ain't scared of you. The last time I met you down there in Caesar, I put wax on your back and pulled the tape off.
Oh, my God.
No, don't. Oh, my God. You know what happened to you.
Okay, well, let's talk about the first time then, since you want to talk about your victory. What happened to you the first time
you put wax on my back and you snatched it off? So what? I lost. It don't matter.
All the hair shit and the pedicures and all that silly
you say what you want to. I pay the bills. I don't owe none of your people. I don't owe none of your people.
Tackle box, let me ask you something else, man. You got any other races lined up for this weekend? Or you just...
No, not that I know of right now, no.
Okay.
No,
we're going to have 6 months there, and they're all different.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, he ain't got none. Trust me, I got more
in one of my bikes that I've been peddling with today than you have ever even spent on yours. So
yeah, you're right.
Don't
you
say what I do and don't have or what I own and don't own.
Yeah.
You don't know, CC.
You know what's in my pocket. I know what's in your pocket. But when come race day,
it's called top money.
Yeah, okay, it's pop money. You're right.
So much.
You're right.
Yeah.
But see, I'm smarter than you.
I'm smarter than you. When I'm around you, I smell it. That's what the fuck you are. That's why you only play with the chips you play with. I ain't dumb.
You know what? You're pathetic. You're pathetic. You want to be me.
We'll raise it. What
you
want to
raise
lady.
It to? What you want to raise it to, bro?
Sky's the limit.
Oh, yeah, now sky's the limit.
You're trash. You're nobody. You're nothing.
I,
I'm not worried
I,
about it. What do you want to do?
I know y'all people blow your brains out when y'all lose racks like that, so I don't want to see you blow your brains out, bro. You know, I don't want to see that.
I'm probably going to want to run you over again, Cousin Cut.
Say what, Chris?
So they probably going to want to run you over that night, run you again if they lose.
Exactly. I mean,
hey,
they do nothing but lose.
Let me tell you something. Why beat a prostitute down when you already tasted the pie? Once I get rid of the prostitute, I don't want to have her no more. You're a prostitute, Tackle Box.
We're one for one.
Yeah, but I got the last ticket. I got the last ticket on you. And let me tell you something, man. I should have saved my money because you're a dud. You're a dud. I mean, come on, man. You're a dud. I mean, I left you at the line and I pulled away from you. And then you up tell your pit crew that you blew up. Man, hogwash. Yes, sir.
You always seem to skip around the question somehow.
Well, you know, I did receive a medal in school for skipping.
Now, can you tell me?
Yes.
No, I tell you what, you can call me or text me and let me know. As long as I know we're doing it for something other than the entry. Then you got it. You can have me first. If not, nope. We're gonna have to draw out of a hat. I ain't gonna give you what you want. I ain't gonna give you what you're asking for. But you ain't gonna like it.
Hey Chris, do you hear that? They've been asking for me on the internet all week. Now he's saying he ain't gonna give me what I want. I don't want. I was just trying to accommodate your needs. That's it.
So
I mean, you're the thing.
What are you gonna say when I beat you? What are you gonna say?
I just told you, if you beat me, you can take your winnings and go raise somebody else. You don't have to come up to me. You don't have to say nothing to me. You won.
Hey,
just
you
like that, sir.
I'm
going to
call
just
you
like
everything
that,
you want.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? As long as you don't get beside yourself, you will leave there unscathed. But if you call me something that you don't supposed to call me,
okay.
you will leave there, let's say, a little bumpy.
Oh man, we're gonna keep it to racing, man.
I've been trying to be nice and whatever.
Man, whatever. You walk right into that.
I know. We got another caller here, guys. So
we're gonna open up to Baton Rouge because you know somebody's gonna be down there waiting on you. You know exactly what I'm talking about, don't you?
No, I don't.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. No, you opened your mouth to the wrong motherfucker. No, I just know that you coming here next week. You coming to my town next week,
bro. Your own folks don't even like you. That's what's fucked up.
Yeah, my own folks. You know, the only folks I got is the people that gave birth to me. That's the only folks I got.
Yeah, they probably don't even like you neither.
Yeah, you're right. They don't like me. They don't like me. They're going to love me after I beat y'all.
Okay.
Custom Cut was called on. Yeah, what's up?
You got backup over here all day long.
Oh, wait. You know what? Tackle Boss, did you hear that?
What? I didn't hear.
No, I'm pretty sure you did. Can you say that again?
You got backup over here all day long.
Oh, you got it right. Watch out, because Tackle Boss going to say something smart. Tackle Boss, I know you heard that.
I can't hear. Speak up. What?
I said he got bike up over here all day long.
Yeah. What the fuck is he saying?
Oh, man, you know you can hear that.
No,
you
I can't. If I was, why the fuck would I be asking you what the hell he
hey,
just
you
said?
Know what?
You see what he says? Hey,
well, you know what? Stop humping the hog and get him out your ear, and you can hear. Stop humping on the hog. He said that I got his back in all day.
Okay. So what does that have shit to do with anything?
Oh, man,
maybe
come
he's
on.
Trying to say he want a side bet. Is it side betting with him or?
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
And we will have pens in hand. We're marking all money that come from Tennessee. So we heard about y'all.
Because I know yours is fucking, marked.
Yeah, mine been marked.
Yours is legal, but them motherfuckers is marked.
Yeah, well, you know, just know that I done gotten the word on y'all. You better go to HTP and pay the bill. Y'all talking about kills on. Y'all better go pay the bill to Cecil.
Why are you riding his nuts? You don't hear me riding nobody's nuts.
Yeah, y'all talking about Killzone ain't paid the bills and this. Y'all better go pay Cecil and get that bike out before next week. Because if you show up and try to put anything else than cocaine in the race, it's done. Y'all name is garbage.
Whatever.
Yeah, I know. Chris, do I have any more fans on the line that I can, you know, ask questions or answer questions? I mean, I'm tired of talking to this.
Everybody's still listening.
I can't even really, I don't even know what to say to you because everything that comes out of my mouth for you needs to be foul. And it also includes me kicking your ass. So really, I'm just not even going to say anything.
Yeah, well, Taco Boss, when you beat me the first time, I want everybody to know when me and Taco Boss raced the first time, he left me off the line. He was in front of me the whole time of the race and drug me to the finish line. And he beat me. And you know what? I got to the finish line. He told me what happened, and I took it. But I came back 2 weeks after that, and I drug him just as far as he drugged me.
Exactly. Good job. It was a good race. You blew up, and we blew up. So what?
No, I didn't know. No. I don't remember y'all blowing up. I just remember y'all getting drunk.
So whenever we wanted to run you with Sinister, miraculously, your master comes off.
You know what? Do you really think I take a master link off and bust my cases for y'all?
We don't go through them damn cases. Shut up.
Man, come on, y'all. Yeah. Y'all know me better than that. Your leader, which is priceless. Your leader was over there asking my mechanic for tune tips. We don't give away tune tips. I pay the cost to be the boss. Okay?
I don't know how that ignorant motherfucker.
Wait, you know what? You don't ask Priceless. He came over there and asked Dan Wagner, DTM, what did y'all do to keep y'all bike down? Dan, you know what Dan told him? Well, I don't know what y'all gonna do, but I know what I'm gonna do, and we got up in y'all. You better be glad I don't cuss like that.
You telling lies.
Hey, yeah, ask Piper.
Well, yeah. I wish he was in here because I guarantee you he would probably say different.
Yeah,
Cause
I know.
Just got a message. I just received a message saying, man, your gas will be paid to come here over the weekend.
Thank you. There we go. Let's get it on.
I can't move. I mean, I got a birthday party to go to. I'm celebrating Hanukkah. I got a funeral. I mean, you know,
celebrating is that ass whooping that you ain't gonna get this weekend.
You know, I got a bar mitzvah to go to. I mean, you know, I'm married to Tackle Box Mama. I mean, you know what? You know.
See, there you go.
Talk about don't even address it, man.
I'm just saying that's the excuses that, you know, everybody's trying to give me, so I'm giving the excuses back.
Bitch, I'm gonna beat your ass when I see you. I'm gonna beat you way worse than Michael Phillips is gonna beat your ass. When I see you, I'm fucking up. You can bet that.
Call me daddy. That's what you can do. Call me daddy.
Yeah, then I'm gonna turn you around, I'm gonna fuck your cute ass.
Well, you know what, I don't get on with the turnaround, but you can call me daddy. Right.
Well, I'll see you when I see you then. Trick.
Yeah, call me daddy. That's what you do. Call me daddy. And you know what? What I'm going to do, I'm going to give you an Afro peak for your birthday, son.
Okay.
I'm going to give you an Afro peak.
Thank you.
Chris, go ahead and say what you want to say, because I know you're laughing.
No, I'm saying, man, we're gonna keep this thing racing, man, and keep this other stuff out of it. We don't want none of this to get blown out of proportion or anything, so let's keep it to racing, man.
That's
too
late.
You said you was gonna race Jones again.
That was way 2 minutes ago. I'm beating his ass when I see him. You can bet that.
Yeah, and
I'll knock your goddamn teeth out when I see you, boy.
Listen
to me.
Hey, I know.
Hearing me.
Hey, just call me Dad.
How are you? Okay. We got another caller here, man. We're going to open up the line to 1870. Your line is open.
Oh yeah, this Mr. Jones right here. You tell that little buck too white, boy, if you come down here, my name is Mr. Jones. You come see me if you want to knock some teeth out. I said, you know me. You'll see my boots, and I promise you I'll stomp your head in. That's all I got to say.
Let that boy handle his own fuck up.
Oh, I'm his brother, buddy. I'm his brother. That's all you got to do, come see me.
I don't have to have
you
my
gotta
brother
come.
Or my friends or nobody.
You ain't got to have nothing. I'll beat you and your daddy.
We're going to put a stop to this here, man, because it's going too far. All right, let's keep this to racing, man. Because we have so many people listening and stuff and all. This is not about no fighting on no grudge talk. This is about racing. Now, we're going to give you another chance. We'll open up these lines. Now, if you continue to do it, we're going to pause you again. Talk about we'll open up your line, and then, Mr. Jones, your line is open. And Cousin Cut, his line is open. All right. Okay.
Ooh, what's up, Jerry?
All right, guys. We got another call line open, man. Your line is open, man. Okay, we just had another caller line. I open up. Yeah, you on?
What's up, Chris?
Tabo Box.
Hey.
Yeah. Tabo Box. Tabo Box is on the phone.
Tabo Box line is muted for now, though. Yeah.
Oh, he's muted. Oh, okay.
Man, Chris.
He on now. He's open. Yeah.
Just tell Tabo Box and cousin to calm that down, man. Leave it for the racetrack, dude. Just leave it for the track.
Right.
Yeah, because it is. It's been crazy.
All right, we got another caller here. 2083. Your line is open.
What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, man, nothing much, man. These boys getting a little carried away, huh?
Yeah.
All that mom and dad and stuff need to stay at home. Y'all get your ass out down that racetrack and do it. But like I say, custom, you come on down, your gas paid for the game, dog. You got action. All the action you going to get this weekend. I pay for your gas to get down here.
What happened to custom cut? You're not talking.
Tell me, I ain't got to see all that old humbuggers. I mean, I ain't got time for that because, you know what I'm saying? I can bring them anywhere they want to bring, but I want to race. All that old mom and stuff, man, y'all need y'all mama at home. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people ain't got them. A lot of people just lost a bunch of them. Once y'all need to get to the racetrack. All that
talk,
y'all get finish it at the racetrack. All that other unnecessary stuff, out the box. Get your ass out on the racetrack. Like I said, I pay for you to come down here this week, and that's how bad I want you. I ain't had no pancakes in a minute.
Come on, man.
All right, Chris, I'm finna go borrow me some crab legs. But I'll see you this weekend. Like I said, if them boys want to come down, they got action. I'm like I said, I pay for it. I'm going to definitely make it worth this while. We ain't got a week. We can come right off the trail. We ain't got a test number. We come right off the trail. I ain't got time to argue for us. Let's do it. Me and him, let's do it. And he say he got 2-1 on my money, whatever it is. There it is. So I'll see y'all out there this weekend, man.
Okay, man. Take it easy.
All right.
Later.
Don't say it too much.
I
like chills,
oh. Hey, like the rest. Hey.
Hey, Chris.
Uh-huh.
What happened to custom mix? Did you hang up?
Yeah, we lost all of those guys.
Well, I'm still on here.
Yeah, talk about still on, but Cousin and they all gone.
Man, that's a good deal right there. Cousin cut the dude say you pay for his gas. Remember last time he said he didn't want to take a chance of wasting gas because he got to pay for it by himself. So now the dude want to pay for his gas. How you don't take up on it?
I'll pay his trip back home.
Well, I guess he got a funeral and a birthday party all in one.
Exactly. That boy, he don't want to do nothing but just cause damn trouble. That's all he wants to do.
Man, you know, some people can win races and it don't go to their head or whatever, you know. But some people can win races, man, and they just really want to hold the mic, and, you know. They want to just hold the mic and just stay on stage. They don't want to get off stage.
You're right.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, y'all better keep that motherfucker away from me. I guarantee you that.
Talk about it. Leave that alone. They just send you for the drink track, bro. 1/4 mile.
Hey, Tap.
All right.
Yeah, my phone.
Right, we got two callers here, man.
When you
going
down? You going down to Baton Rouge?
Yeah.
6270, and your line is open. 6270, your line is open.
Man, where them Texas boys at?
I don't know. We have some Texas numbers on here listening. So, you got something to say to them, or want to send a call out to them, or?
That 13-20 is going to get ugly May 25th.
That sounds like a call out to me. Maybe you need to make a call out to Texas, the state of Texas, then, man. Tell them they need to get across that line then. Anybody in particular you looking for from Texas?
Anybody that wants it.
Okay. Well, Texonians, I know you're listening out there, so if anybody want to accept this man's challenge, you can press one at this time.
No, but I'll take it. What does he got? What you got?
Talk about stand down, bro. Stand down. That's Texas. You live in Tennessee.
Man, did y'all get any bad weather up there yesterday?
Plenty of it.
A lot of flood, and that's what we got, Chris.
Oh, okay.
A lot of flood. In Memphis, we did. Got a lot of flood in Memphis.
Memphis and Mississippi,
okay.
Too.
Yeah, we got a lot of wind here yesterday.
Chris, am I free yet?
Yeah, your line been over, man. Is any racing been going on up there in Memphis, or when the next event up in at the big Memphis track? Talk about.
Yeah,
are they
going to
do anything up there this year?
No, we're just testing and tuning, I guess.
Okay.
Except whenever it ain't raining, it rains every damn Thursday.
Good for me.
Like nobody from Texas. Did anybody get in contact with Big J, man? I know the guy just sent me another message looking for a response back from him. We may try to call him offline and tell him. Again, the guy's 285, man, on a street tire booth. May have to give him a call later on. Sound like somebody. Man, Are you all coming down Friday night to Tucker Bucks, or you just going to wait for Saturday?
Actually, we're going to leave, I think we're going to leave early Friday morning. That way we can go ahead and get there and get set up or whatever. I believe the gates open, or what, Test and Tune starts at 5, is that right?
Yeah, I think so, 5.
Yeah, so we'll already be there and be ready.
Okay.
But, you know, depending on if Randy's got something locked up with somebody off the trailer and they're there, then I guess we'll go ahead and get it done Friday night.
Okay. Okay. All right. Are y'all going to have y'all motorbike down there too?
Yeah, we're going to have Runch down there and then have a satellite, the street tire.
Okay.
Actually, we'll have three of them. We'll have another street tire.
What about the one you had down at Hub City with the that race with you and Shine? You going to have that one too? Or?
When they all down the track.
That this is another bike. The white bike.
Yeah, it's going to be there.
Okay. Have you and Shine talked about the rerun? Or?
I don't think they're going for that one.
Okay.
I think somebody said something about running Cat Daddy or something. I don't even know who that is.
Okay.
Unless I saw him, I mean, I guess I would know him.
I think Cat Daddy, didn't he run Super Bowl a few weeks ago? Over there in Texas, I think. Or the Cat Daddy bike, I believe.
Is that the yellow and black bike?
I think so. Is that a nitrous bike or a motorbike?
Yeah, it's nitrous. It's stock Cadillac street type.
Okay.
Okay, I know who that is now. I thought that was somebody that was called Cat Daddy. I didn't know it was the bike.
Okay.
I mean, anything that looks like us, I mean, we want to race. And everybody knows it's racist. There ain't no BS. You beat us. You know, we win. But I tell you what, man, if some of these guys don't start racing, like, we're trying to get stuff figured out with Eddie and whatnot and all that. Man, if these folks don't start racing, we're going to find another hobby. Because there ain't no sense in bikes just sitting here. Better, we're going to start running classes or something.
Right. Well, I mean, what's up with this? It came race with you all. I know I keep reading you going back and forth with it. I mean, is this something that I don't know?
I honestly don't know. I'd have to call Randy and see.
Okay.
I mean, as far as I know, Randy had agreed to it, and I guess it was just, you know, if Eddie could or was coming, I don't know. I haven't talked to either one of them.
Okay.
Soap opera.
Well, I can't believe my Texas guys hadn't chimed in yet. And I know they're listening.
So, Chris, have you came up with an answer of the question I asked you earlier?
No, man. I'm going to plead the fifth on that answer, there, man. I'll be able to answer that June the 1st.
Wow. Are you going to be able to answer it before the race or after the race?
I'm probably going to be after the race. Cause like I said, I'm planning on putting onboard cameras on the bikes. So, I don't know, because I'll have to check with the people, because sometimes they be tripping about those cameras on the bike. So
let me ask Tackleboss. Tackleboss, who do you think will be in the final round? Sir, please, sir.
I know it won't be you.
Okay.
There's only four of us.
So I guess it's going to be you and somebody else, right?
Yeah, I would probably have to go with 205 Mike or Rich.
Oh, so me and you going to be left out, right?
Well, after I beat you, I don't care. That would do me good just to forfeit, just to beat you. I don't care. Nothing about it.
You got to draw my name first.
I thought we were going to do it.
Well, first of all, since all the hoopla, I'd rather just put names in the hat and draw.
Okay. That's fine. And we ain't changing the rules for you no how.
Now, can I ask you something? Will you draw first? I mean, I don't want to draw. Can you draw?
I don't have a problem with it at all.
I mean, I want you to be the first person to see his hand in the hat.
I want you to mark your little piece of paper special so I know which one to grab. That's what I want.
Yeah, I hope you grab the one away from the snapping turtle because I will have one in there for you. So you can get mad at me all you want to, but if your fingers get clipped off, don't blame me.
Man, the only thing I want to see is some racing, man. I want to see some racing.
Chris, you always say that. But you know what? Tonight, I want you to really answer the question. Who you think
I'm
is
going
to be in the final?
Watch the video again, man. That video I put out there has about 1,300 views. And so it's.
Wow.
And read some of the comments up under the video.
Well, I mean, I got a lot going on that day. I got a photo shoot I got to do. I got, you know, I got hair and makeup I got to do. I mean, I'm swamped. I mean, I got to beat the Dream Team and ACP and Katrina. I mean, I got a lot to do. Can you please tell me who you think is going to win?
Man, if I had I'd have put my bike in this.
Wow.
But I'm going to have to wait till June the 1st, man, to see this.
Wow. Why is everybody?
Because I think they all are fast bikes, man. And my thing is just may the best man win.
So you saying Black Jesus is a fast
Hayabusa? No, I said all of the bikes are fast. And so it's like I told you, that race gonna be won off the line.
Off the line. Okay. All right. Killzone, you still on?
Yeah.
Can you, since Taco Boss is on now, can you tell me who you think is going to be in the final round? I know you said Taco Boss. Did you say Taco Boss?
Yeah, I said him and you, probably most likely.
Okay, now can you clear it up a little bit better? Who you think going to win?
Before Killzone answer that question, man, we got this caller keep popping up in. So we're going to open up this line, man. 8351. Your line is open.
Oh, my God.
8351. 8351. Your line is open, man.
Chris, why are you killing the buzz? Come on, Chris.
Man, I'm not killing. Say that for June the 1st, man. 8351. Your line is open, man.
No, actually, my answer's going to be, I don't know, because shit, both of y'all are 1-1 here, so, hell, I want to know myself.
Exactly. He acts like he's done something. He's beat me one time. Good job. That was an awesome
both
job.
Talk about,
both
can I ask you who won?
So, both of them running good this time.
Now, talk about, can I ask you something? Now, really, all jokes aside, who won the last race?
Go ahead.
Who won the last race?
You won the last race.
Okay.
I ain't got nothing at you.
Okay, I won the last race, so really, I'm like coming down off the podium. I mean, I'm the last one on the podium. So really, if you was betting no money, who would you bet on? Who would you bet on? All jokes aside, Tiger Fox, I'm asking you this, you know, straight up, if you was on the sideline, cocaine running Black Caesar, who would you bet on? Everybody in the world knows what you're going to say, so, I mean, you know.
Well, why in the hell would you ask me that?
Because I want to see how
I want to carry on casual conversation with you if we're not talking about locking something up, okay?
I mean,
you don't have to speak to me.
I mean, how are we going to lock something up when the race is already sick? The race is already sick.
Well, earlier you
get the rules bent, which I'm sure could have been done. So me and you can just go ahead and tie up. If the other guys don't have a problem with it, then I say let's get it on right off the bat.
Okay. All right. Because I'm going to tell you this right here. If I beat you, I know Price is going to fire you, but you have work over here. I do need somebody to carry my pamper through the trailer and throw it in the trailer. I do need somebody to do that. So you obligated to carry my pamper that I dump in and take it through the trailer. Trust me. You have a job.
Your trailer trash, Droid. You know that.
I know, Chris. But anyway,
trailer trash.
Yeah, I know.
8351, man. Your line is open.
Custom Cuts.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to answer your questions about Elgin too.
Okay, go ahead. Shoot.
I think Richard's gonna win on the
trip. And you know what? I don't have no problem with the way you feel. That's your opinion, and I appreciate you chiming in and telling me that. You know, so right now I know you ride Dick. I mean, I know you ride Richard's job. So, you know, I know who you favor now. You favor Rich.
I also favor Jack-a-Box over you.
Okay, well, now that you chimed in and told me who you favor Jack-a-Box over me. So, what else you got to say?
I think you could beat ACP if you happen to run them first.
That's the only person you think I can beat?
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy because, you know what? I think everybody's
another damn word. I get so tired of it.
I think everybody's sleeping on ACP because I give that fight a lot of credit. And actually, I think the final round is going to be me and ACP. I really think that's going to be the final round.
Oh, boy. Wait for whatever.
Because I really think Tackleboss is going to pull a little risk. I already know what they're going to do. They're probably going to win. If they pull a little risk, they're going to run out the gate. I already know what they're going to do. They're going to load up and run out the gate. You know, but, you know, they lose their lockdown. Jack-a-Box, close your door.
Custom cut.
I can't understand you. What did you say?
I said custom X. Let me rephrase that. Custom X.
Okay, now I understand.
This is what I want to see. I want to see you and Jack-a-Box race before that. So I don't want to wait for all this full horseman stuff. I want to see y'all to race, just y'all two race, to settle the race. Because he won one and you won one, so you got a rematch between y'all.
Yep.
That's what I want to see.
I agree with that. I agree with that 100%.
I mean, but, you know.
Well, then, why don't we just bypass all of that, regardless of the four horsemen thing? Let's just go ahead and lock up like you was getting Jazzy online, off the trailer, whenever we see each other. If you're there Friday night.
I told you that. You're talking about throwing Kingpin into me. You're talking about let's do it with Kingpin. I was like, man, I don't even know who Kingpin is. I never saw Kingpin.
It weighs way more than 322 pounds, so you shouldn't be worried about it.
I want cocaine. I want the bite with the razor on the side. I want the bite that I embarrass you.
Okay, I'll just switch to plastic.
That's okay. That's cool. Because you know what? They still got the dunce rider on it that was on cocaine.
Hey,
don't matter.
These bikes over here is like a box of chocolates. You don't never know what you're going to get.
Well, it don't matter. It don't matter. But I know one thing. When I got the phone call and said y'all was back in the shop, he put a smile on my face because y'all spending money and I'm going to take y'all money.
Okay, so that we got the race agreed. We got it agreed. So, that Friday night, if the two of you show up, you are going to run straight out the trail and take care of that race. Then Saturday, you're going to get in the gambler's race.
Yes.
All right.
As long as it's cocaine, it will be cocaine. I'll switch the body work. It'll have the little razor blade on the side just for you.
Look, Chris, it's all right.
Now, hold that up because we got Big J, I think, on the phone. 1153, your line is open. 1153, your line is open. Hello? Okay. It's over here.
Maybe I need to be offline if people start calling in.
They're going to kind of think Big Day is trying to get in for that guy wanted to race him. Let me see if I can open up the line again here. 1153, your line is open.
Yeah, at work. In the control room. Yeah, at work. I can't hear him talking.
Okay. Well, he must have pressed one for his line open. Okay. I'm going to try to send him a text.
His supervisor might have walked in the control room, so he can't be on that phone.
Okay. Okay.
Well, one thing about me, if you call my work, I'll be able to pick up. Right, Chris?
Yeah, you can. You will pick up. I just got a message here, man, from a racer here wanting to know about a top eight thing for Saturday at the at State Capitol.
Thank you.
Know about a what?
Pick what now, Chris?
They wanted to see if they could get, I guess, the top eight boosters and, I guess, do a gambler's race or something if everything else goes pretty sour or whatever.
I'm down with that. I mean, what are they talking about? Street tires, slick, or are they haven't figured anything out yet?
Probably going to be slick.
Yeah. I mean, we might as well. Because if nobody's going to race, then that at least that right there makes it fun for everybody. Hey, Tony, right. Bob.
Yeah, y'all can put cocaine in there and go to work.
Hey, somebody is going to raise that, what they got on their Angola bike.
Yeah.
Y'all running him?
We can.
I just know y'all going to be at the same track, you know.
Yeah. I mean, and me and Mike straight, we can race each other and shoot the shit. He ain't no punk like this other. So... Yeah, that's
what?
Not a problem.
Watch your mouth, Trash.
Custom X.
Yeah, what's up?
You and Killzone, man. Y'all missing a good race, dude. ESPN gonna be there Saturday, dude. That's gonna be on TV in about 3 more weeks later. ESPN gonna be there.
It's gonna be at what race now?
It's State Capitol this weekend. ESPN will be there, dude.
I mean, look. All jokes aside, I got personally. I'm not playing. I got ESPN personally call me the other day and going to be June the 1st in Valdosta. They coming to film me, nobody else. So what you saying that they're going to be at the track this weekend don't make me a hill of beans. They're going to be watching me the week after that, okay? So, but you know, I'm sorry. I mean, they call me. They're going to pay me. So, I mean, it's cool.
Food. I know you got your barbecue out in Valdosta. You missed all the Louisiana seafood, the Louisiana cuisine.
Man, I ain't paying that boy to
I went in the grocery store the other day.
The only folks that's paying you is the damn police. Now quit fucking lying.
Wow. I don't care if it's the police, the FBI, or the GBI, or the CIA. They want to see Custom Cuts come out and play. So if y'all want to see a good show, y'all come out June the 1st, because I'm going to put it on Tiger Box and all his homies.
Why can't you do it twice? Do it the 25th of May and June the 1st. Come to Saturday and then do it again next Saturday.
There you go. That's how you do that. That's how you do it. Hey, what about June 22nd?
I have a
I have a feeling to go through this weekend.
Well, what about June 22nd in Texas? Crandall.
June 22nd, I cannot come to Texas because I already got obligations to be in Mississippi. Okay?
They probably done, banned your kind, man, probably. Texas don't put up with that little trick shit like you.
Yeah, you right. Texas don't put up with that. You right.
Custom X.
Yeah, yes, sir.
How's about July the 6th, Ed? No problem.
July the 6th. Let me see. I tell you what. When you call in next week, I will let you know. Let me see if I can pencil y'all in because, really,
yeah,
I'm...
That's your buddy Cook putting that race July the 6th.
I haven't thought that far ahead because I don't know what's going to happen the 1st and the 22nd. So give me
we will lock up anywhere you go. I want to run you on that little 08 street bike you got. We got something looking just like that.
How long is the street bike we got? What that little street bike they got, what did it look like?
The one we got ain't but like 64 inches.
Now, which one y'all ordered down the track in Hattiesburg? Which one y'all ordered down the track in Hattiesburg? Because I don't want to run that one because I'm, you know, I don't want to fall no more.
Why you always got to have insults instead of just racing and going off in the motherfucking woods and shit, dog? We talking about racing. We ain't talking about what's in the past. We talking about what's coming up in the future.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they told me that y'all all down the track. So I don't want to run.
And
if
you race, you go all down the track.
What about that little street bike you got with the sidewind on it, with the hand clutch? What's over there?
We got a street bike and a real hand clutch.
This is a pony, racing pony.
Black people, what they all talking about?
I really have to stop because I know that is a pilot or a flying J.
Let me see here. We got another caller, man. We're going to open up the line. 3356.
Hey. Who in the hell got a stock hand clutch mic? We got one.
Somebody, whoever's on there, Bluetooth, man, we're going to ask you to take your Bluetooth off and talk on you because you're causing the echo.
They just did it, Chris. Okay.
Tackle
Box, them got one. It's 64 inches.
I don't give a damn how long it is. They got a damn true hand clutch. They can be 74.
We don't give a damn about no tackle box, tool box, or no box.
Now, how come you're backpedaling away from the kilo race then?
Yeah. We got to run you slide down the angle, though, right?
Do what?
We got to run slide of the hand clutch.
Do you want me to put a hand clutch in it?
You can't do that.
Why can't I do that?
Well, if you can, we come in hand clutch.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, you and Dusty and Brian have already talked or whatever, so I don't know what y'all have got agreed or whatever, but the bike I'm talking about is a for-real street bike. We can run it on the street or we can
run it on the street, too.
All right, we'll shorten it up and we'll get on the street with it.
Our bike ain't that damn fucking short, though.
All right, well, that's not my problem. We're not going to stretch the bike out just for y'all, and you're not going to change your arm just for us, are you?
Why, are you 64 inches?
Yeah.
With a slider?
No.
Well, you need to get on longer, though. Yeah, get on longer. Hand clip.
We ain't putting an arm on it just for that. That it's a street bike. I'll ride to some bitch to Dairy Queen and get a Blizzard. It's
I'll do that too. Long we got gas in the bike. We're gonna run our whole big bike, dude. Fuck it. That's what you feel like.
Okay. All right, then. Then that's a done deal. When you coming?
But ain't no hand clutch action.
Never.
Hand clutch, is it?
You
so
right.
We need to go on
Slotto. Tell Bunch, you know, Alex, but like he don't go out of state.
Man, he ain't leaving his block.
Motherfucker, I ain't got to go nowhere. They going.
Man, you ain't. So why you talking about racing?
Hey, because my crew going. With my son and the rider and the bike.
Right.
So why the hell I can't go then, loud mouth?
But
I don't give a fuck about no tackle box, no tool box, no rock box, no box.
Man, we got three more callers. We got nine more minutes left for this show. We got three more callers, so we're going
to
open up
the
line.
Hey, but I just might go ahead and just come on down and hand clutch it off.
Say that live
for somebody else.
Hey,
they're going to listen to it.
Hey, I'm going to hand clutch it to your slider.
Who's the other caller?
You know how we do. You know how we do, man. You know how we do.
Raise. If we win, we'll come right back and give you something. Because that's how we are.
But guess what, though? Why the hell we be talking to that soft-ass boy? I didn't know if there was that fake-ass Jerry Curl-ass twin or Killzone. But this alcohol told me that's Zone Kill, little faggot.
Hold on one second, man. Let me phone up these two people. We got 2549. Your line is open.
Yeah, they're talking about street bike hand clutch.
Yeah.
We got the fastest street back hand clutch, all more than 1,000. We don't give a fuck who you is. You come to the street. We got you.
Well, it ain't all motor.
Yeah. And we got nice.
And it ain't going to the street.
And
man, nobody racing on the street. Ain't gonna race on the street.
Well, you come on. You talking about the track. So you get your little hat bag into the track, and then we'll make it happen.
We're going to run Momo on the streets. And we got North Carolina on lockdown in Georgia and anywhere else. So if you ready
shit,
for
it. No, you don't. No, the hell you don't.
Shit.
Man, nobody don't run on the streets no more. You illegal. Get off the line, chump.
Cut. You crazy. I'm from Georgia. We on Georgia, too.
You ain't from Georgia.
Guess what? Y'all ain't got North Carolina on no damn law. I ain't been in a long time. And really, the road don't even thrill me because I feel like a bunch of damn clowns out there now.
I can't run on the street. I need my license. I got to go do that every day. I got to put a girl in tackle box hat tomorrow.
Hey, put one in twin hat for me.
We got another twin hat too, man. Hold on one second, guys. We got seven more minutes, and we're going to try to get as many callers in. We got 6049. Your line is open.
Hey, Custom Cut.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I think you should ask Alex Bud Light that question again, because he's drinking now, so I think he changed his mind. Who's going to win that 400 race, Alex Bud Light?
Who, me? Custom Cut.
There we go.
Yeah, I thought maybe... All right, that's it. He just said it.
There
we go.
You think I changed my damn mind?
You've been drinking. You say you're going to drink.
You damn right. I said CC. Oh, you want to say it backwards? Cut. Which one you want?
Yes, sir. What's going on?
Custom Cut. CC is my name. That's what I'm rolling with. Do you want to make a damn bet, nigga?
Backwards.
Fuck. I got 500.
CC.
I bet you can't.
Hey,
all right.
Custom.
Custom.
But like,
I'm in the wind.
But
I ain't that far
been. Smirnoff.
Hey,
Smirnoff.
I bet you can't say CC backwards. I'm telling you, who you think gonna be CC?
Hey, Jacobite's want to do a side bet, Alex. But like, Jacobite's on the farm right now. You want to bet on the side. So what you going to do?
Yeah, you're going to talk about no toolbox, tackle box, toolbox, no damn box. I'm rolling with the goddamn CC.
Don't nobody care about Mr. Charlie. That's all he remind me of, Mr. Charlie.
Hey, you know what's lame about tackle box? He will race a motherfucker he think he can beat. He going to race him.
But Alex,
you're going to make that motherfucker know.
You told me to bring them white boys here to you, and last time I brought their head to you, so this time I'm going to bring it back.
Taco tools, fools. You well, know the hell it is.
Well,
the internet. Hey, you know y'all coming to the hot event.
Ain't no way I'm going to let the hippie white boys beat me.
Yeah, I'll cut it off.
Tackle box hung up.
It's about to turn. He get his ass whooped. Who does have ass black guy on here? Motherfucker, I thought you was a Democrat. I don't know.
Dog, who you talking about, boy?
Who am I talking about? That little half-ass nigga that been talking junk to me.
Talking about
Killzone? Oh, man, I don't even talk to that retard.
Long Kill?
Look at my suitcase.
Got some cut.
Anybody talk to damn Killzone?
Killzone.
Custom Cut line is dropped, man.
Killzone.
Yo.
What's up, Kill?
Who this?
It's Chill Will.
Who is?
Say what?
What is Chill Will?
What's up with
you? What up? No, he called back for you.
Yeah.
We gonna bring the backpack out.
All right, guys, we got 3 minutes left in the show. Say what y'all want to say now. We got 3 minutes left in the show.
Hey, I want to call you out. When you going to race somebody?
This weekend, buddy. Get your popcorn.
All right. I'm going to be looking for you.
Get your popcorn, 3K. This weekend. Hey, who that guy is with Dawson got that street bike? That's what I want to know.
Right here.
You travel? Do you travel?
Yes, we travel.
Come on, we'll
come on down to New Orleans. We ain't going to travel for nothing, though. How much y'all raise for?
It don't matter. We raise
for whatever
y'all need. Huh? How big your rod is?
About 175, 180.
And y'all got a Motor 1000?
Motor 1000, baby, called Momo.
Shit, bring it on.
Where you at?
New Orleans.
New Orleans?
The best street in the world. Yeah, the best street in the world.
Well, why can't we meet halfway then? Because every time we go somewhere and Momo make a shakedown, niggas start
to
shake.
We ain't worried about no shakedown. Look, I ain't worried about your shakedown. We'll lock the money in. We'll lock up $1,000. We'll lock $1,000 up. We'll run for three or four.
We probably can lock in four or five or up for ten.
It don't matter.
I'm trying to race.
I
ain't trying to buy a partner. I'm 245 pounds.
We ain't trying to either, but if we got to drive to New Orleans, then damn. We can meet halfway.
Well, where we going to run at halfway?
I don't know. We can
exactly.
find something.
Exactly. Exactly.
We got a sweet spot. Hook like a track.
We ain't going to drive 9-10 hours, and y'all at home.
Well, I tell you what, y'all don't want to make no money because we'll pay whatever y'all can spend to lose.
We just said we lock in 3 or 4, and we'll definitely come there.
All right. You got a number?
All right, guys, we got 10 seconds left, man. So I guess we're gonna go on and
get in touch
with
Chris.
Just come.
I got Chris' number.
Yeah,
right.
Call me and we can see what we can come up with.
Yeah, we can definitely lock that in.
All right.
And I got the fast, fully dressed one side, the Tupac back. I hope she'll be ready for the first. Y'all will see something you never seen before.
With that being said, guys, we're gonna go on and end the show tonight. So I kind of want to wish everyone good luck for this weekend and hope to see some racing, and we can come back on here Wednesday and talk about the races that took place this weekend. So with that being said, guys, we're going to say good night to you.
Y'all. Yo,